Hello everyone, and welcome to the Apple Juice Show, where we bring you the latest in hot Apple tech in convenient juiced form. Now off to our host, George Drage.
Hello everyone, this is George, and today's date is March 31st. We have a couple topics today. Today we're going to be talking about Apple updates iPhone SDK with Interface Builder. Adobe launches a web-based Photoshop Express. Apple releases Aperture 2.1 with plugins. Apple updates Apple TV to 2.0.1. Apple sees first Mac OS X 10.5.3. And the evidence for the 3G iPhone coming out in June. Okay, last week there was a developer, potential iPhone developer should go and grab the latest releases of the SDK beta 2. It's the beta 2 version, and it has a new interface builder. You can make your own fancy UIs and iPhone games and just do little different things with that. Okay, now Adobe launches web-based Photoshop Express. It requires a Flash Player 9, and it's a web-based image editor. It offers 2 GB of storage, ability to crop, rotate, and touch up your images. It also interrogates with a number of photo-sharing websites. Adobe plans on eventually adding a subscription service with more options and storage. Also, this past Friday, Apple releases Aperture 2.1 with plugins. It includes Apple developed plugins Dodge and Burn, which adds brush based tools for dodge, lighten, burn and darken, contrast, segregation, sharpen and blur. Over the coming months, third party software developers will deliver image editing plugins and for locating, editing, filters, and effects, noise analytics and reduction, fisheye lens correction, and more. Apple is working on a couple of third-party developers to bring their plugins in Aperture. The list of the third-party plugins are Nix Software, Vias plugins, Picture Code, Noise Ninja plugin, Digital Film Tools, Power Stroke plugin, and a couple more. Apple updates Apple TV to 2.0.1. It's a new update, and that was released on Friday, March 28th. And it's the first update since the Take 2 update, which Apple announced in Macworld. This one was a small version increase, which just gave out some bug fixes. And different things in the settings. Also, it allows you to now search under genres under the movies. Apple begins a widespread testing on Mac OS X 10.5.3 update. It's under third maintenance and security update to its relatively new Leopard operating system. Already bundles over 75 bugs and fixes to code corrections. The pre-release software featured a focus of lists spanning some 24 core components. This is from Apple Insider, and they're saying that the evolution, among those components in the evolution, people familiar with the matter of Apple's Insider are Address Book, Apple Script, Audio, Back to My Mac, Dashboard, the Dock, DVD player, Finder, Graphics, iCal, Mail, Portable, Home, Directories, Printing, Rosetta, Spaces, Spotlight, Time Machine, and Voice Over. 75 code corrections, 2 aimed at the critical memory leak with the Core Mission and iCal. Other fixes target dashboard, iCal alarms, and syncing. Installer app, spotlight indexing, PDFs with preview app, mail alarms, spaces, stacks, and the dock. And is released sometime, would be in April or May. Okay, this is a new one today. The evidence for the 3G iPhone in June. There's been much talk about it. And first of all, the 3G technology promises broadband-like speeds over wireless cellular networks. Today, the iPhone only offers 2.5G, which is edge speeds, and that which means your web page and email download to at a relatively slower speeds. It's been no secret that the iPhone will eventually adapt 3G technology. I've seen this. And as in my last podcast, I talked about what the two guys from Dignation were talking about, which they're planning on. 3G phones are all sorting amazing things in the future. We cared. This is a quote-unquote from... I'll put it in the show notes. It says, we cared a lot about the battery life, and we cared a lot about the physical size down the road. Yes, that the battery, if the 3G, I'm assuming that the 3G, the battery would not hold its power. It says that the 3G iPhone is coming in 2008. It's coming. The earliest evidence of the 3G iPhone came from the Goldman Sachs analytic, who predicted that the iPhone would set two updates in 2008. The minor update would be predicting the flash memory upgrade in the first half of the year. This came true in February when the release of the 16GB iPhone. Second revision was a major, predicting to include 3G, possibly a different look, and arrive in the second half of 2008. That was been a number of reports. This week appears to confirm this prediction. Finally, there was a news this week that Apple has acquired trademark rights over the name iPhone in Japan, a country that interestingly has a 3G but no edge network. What do we know now? A June release for the iPhone next falls conveniently close to the Apple Worldwide Developer Conference, which takes place in June 9 to the 13th. Possible Apple will replace the existing iPhone with the 3G version, leaving the existing 2.5G iPhone in place at a cheaper price. Obviously, individual consumptions may vary, but if you are an average consumer looking at the best value of the money, we recommend waiting. Yeah, I'm telling my family right now to wait because they're going to get an iPhone, and I told them to wait, just come out to 3G, but I'm probably going to end up getting a 3G iPhone in the near future when the price drops, like did with the iPhone 2.5G, which is the edge. It dropped 5 months later, was it? Yeah, I think 5 months later. I got it after the price drop. And so I'm probably going to do the same when the iPhone 3G, the iPhone Mac Pro, as they say in, or the iPhone Pro, as they say in the Dignation video. This is George with the Apple Juice Show.